Section 8. Nebraska State Tax Administration. Background. One of the most important concerns of state taxpayers is that the rules and requirements for the administration and appeal of state tax matters are fair and impartial. In many states, taxpayers encounter what they believe to be an unfair and biased tax appeal process, which is skewed in favor of the state due to the procedural rules and the nature of the hearing process. For example, in some states, the appeal of a tax assessment is made to an administrative judge who reports to the same part of the agency which issued the assessment. In fact, until the 1990s, this approach was the norm among states rather than the exception. In the past 20 years, the states have increasingly recognized that taxpayers should have confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the hearing process, and many states have reformed this hearing process. The section of taxation of the American Bar Association has developed a Model State Administrative Tax Tribunal Act, which has served as the starting point for tax appeal reform in many states. The comments accompanying the Model Act suggest the following elements are necessary for a fair and effective tax appeal system. Prepayment, pre-bonding review of assessments should be available. Reviewing forum should be impartial. Reviewing forum should be staffed by well-qualified, well-compensated, politically independent individuals. Resolution should be promptly rendered. Governing rules should be clear and consistent. Appeals process should be transparent, and decisions should be published. Deference should be given to the independent fact-finder. Confidentiality should be available in appropriate situations. All parties should have the right to appeal adverse decisions. Commission's findings. The Commission received a presentation from the Council on State Taxation, COST, a nonprofit trade association based in Washington, D.C., whose membership comprises nearly 600 of the nation's largest multi-state corporate taxpayers. Since 1996, COST has monitored and commented on state tax administration practices. Every 3 years, COST issues a scorecard evaluating the fairness of the tax appeal process in each state. A copy of the COST scorecard for 2007 is attached as Exhibit 8-1. The COST scorecard is based upon the state's treatment of the following 8 issues. 1. Does the state provide even-handed statutes of limitation on over and underpayments of income and sales use tax? 2. Does the state provide equal interest on refunds and assessments of income tax? 3. Within what time period must taxpayers file a protest after receiving a notice of assessment from the DOR? 4. Is the state's corporate income tax return due date at least 30 days after the federal corporation income tax due date? 5. Does the 6-month federal extension for corporate income tax returns automatically extend the state due date for 6 months? 6. Does the state provide a non-judicial tax dispute forum where the record for appeal is set that is independent of the state DOR? 7. Are taxpayers required to prepay assessed amounts prior to an independent hearing in the state? 8. Key additional issues that impact fair and efficient tax administration in the state? Based upon the way each state answers those questions, a grade is given for the overall fairness and impartiality of the administrative hearing process. The scores and grades of the 50 states are presented in Exhibit 8-1. In questions 1 through 7, a number between 0 and 3 is assigned, with 0 being the best score and 3 being the lowest score, indicating the greatest need for improvement. Nebraska's tax appeal system ranks high and receives a solid B grade. COST found Nebraska's tax appeal system to be fundamentally fair and sound. COST recommended the following changes which would move Nebraska to a grade of A. 1. The current period for protesting a sales and use tax assessment of 30 days should be extended to 60 days. 2. The date for filing state income tax returns is currently the same as the filing date for federal returns. The statute should be amended so that the state return filing date is at least 30 days after the federal date. 3. The administrative hearing officer should not have offices within the DOR. Moving the hearing officer to a neutral state office area would reduce the appearance of bias. Commission recommendations. The Commission concludes that the existing administrative hearing process for adjudicating tax disputes provides a generally fair and impartial process which protects the rights of taxpayers. The Commission recommends that the Department of Revenue and the legislature consider the following relatively minor modifications to further improve the process. Extend the current 30-day period for protesting a sales and use tax assessment to provide ample time for appeal. Change the date for filing state income tax returns to at least 30 days after the date for filing the federal tax return. Take steps to insulate the administrative hearing officer from the appearance of influence by the DOR. This could be accomplished by retaining an independent third party to conduct the administrative hearings or by moving the hearing officer to a neutral state office separate from the DOR.